What's up, guys? Today, I'm going to teach you how to focus your goals. Welcome to the Tony Muella Podcast, your free guide to self-improvement. I'm your host, Tony Muella. Let's get this show started. I know a lot of people out there are looking for work right now. Finding a job can be a pain in the butt, but maybe just finding another job isn't really the answer. Maybe you should strive to create your own career. With SiteBuildIt, you can easily create your own income-generating website. If it wasn't for SBI, my website and this podcast wouldn't exist. Most websites are built from thousands of lines of code. If I had to build my site the normal way, I would have been screwed. SiteBuildIt is a great service that enables you to design, build, and launch your own income-generating website. They teach you everything you need to know to create a successful website. With their simple drag-and-drop block builder, building the web pages is super easy. If it wasn't for SBI, I don't know where I would be right now. Looking to get that extra little edge in life? Well, Onnit.com may be the answer for you. Onnit.com is a total human optimization website. Their mission is to inspire peak performance through a combination of unique products and actionable information. They are dedicated to providing their customers with all-natural supplements, food, and fitness equipment aimed at helping people achieve a new level of well-being. Head on over to TonyMuella.com and check out my resources page for access to both of these products. Goals. We all have goals in life. We want a nice house, a family, a good career, maybe even lose a couple pounds. We all have goals. Now I have two questions for you. One, are you actually focusing on your goals? And two, do your goals interfere with each other? Let me tell you a little story. As some of you may know, I'm trying to lose weight. More specifically, I'm trying to lower my body fat percentage so I can have a nice six-pack. I'm an advanced level lifter, and not only would I like to be big and strong, but I would also like to be lean. For a bodybuilder, being big and strong isn't nearly as impressive when you're also fat. So, my goal is to get my body fat percentage between 6 and 9%. I'm 1.3 to 5.3 pounds away from my goal. However, like I said earlier, I'm an advanced lifter. Another one of my goals for this year is to be able to bench press 300 pounds. For my current weight, 147.2 at the time of recording this, if I can bench 290, then I am officially an elite level lifter for bench press. I can currently get 245, so I have a little ways to go. Now, what did that have to do with goal setting? I've been lowering my body fat percentage for a while now. I've lost about 25 pounds. I got hurt a while back and was stuck on crutches for about 2 months and gained a bunch of weight in the process, but that's another story. As I said, I've been lowering my body fat percentage for a while now. Anyone who's been on a long cut, or a phase where you focus on lowering your body fat percentage rather than gaining muscle, anyone who's been on a long cut knows that eventually your strength starts to diminish. Now, while mine hasn't diminished, my lifting progress has really slowed down. In fact, I deadlifted the other day and I had to lower the weight just to finish the workout. Honestly, I was pretty upset. My bench press and my deadlift progress have really started to slow down. I was about ready to give up on my quest for the six pack because my pride didn't like not being as strong as I usually am. Here's where it all ties together. I'm not going to give up on my cut. Getting my six pack is my fitness goal right now. Getting stronger isn't. I need to focus on the perks of achieving my goal rather than that cost. I'm not losing any muscle mass. I'm not losing strength. My progress is just slowing down. So, here are my two questions for you again. One, are you focusing on your goals? Two, do your goals interfere with each other? Let's say hypothetically, your marriage is falling apart. You're also working really hard at work so you can get that promotion. You're logging in the extra hours, taking on more projects, and doing a really great job at work. Are you focusing on the right goal? You need to put that relationship first, even if it means you don't get that promotion. Work on fixing that relationship for now. You can always get that promotion later. Besides, what good is all that extra money if you have nobody to enjoy it with? Another good question is this. Are your goals in conflict with your morals? I am not a good salesman unless the product is something I really believe in. I'm nice, I'm friendly, I'm relatively good looking. I make a really good salesman if I like the product. I've been a salesman for 2.5 companies, because I wasn't really a salesman technically for the last one, but I still did a bit of sales. Anyway, as any salesperson knows, you never technically lie to your customers, but you do kind of mislead them. You make grandiose statements about your product because you want them to buy it. With all those jobs, I was given a script to learn, and in all those scripts were misleading statements.
Your neighbor was really interested in this, and I didn't want you to miss out on the opportunity. Or, I started out with a bunch of these, and now I'm down to my last 10.
Well, the truth is, their neighbor wasn't interested. That's why I still have 10 of them, because I was only given 10 of them to sell today. I never cared for it. I wanted to make the money. I wanted to be good at my job. I just had an issue with misleading people all day. Okay, let's be honest. I was lying to them. It just left a bad taste in my mouth, and I felt disgusting. The bottom line is, we all have goals in life. We all have things we want to achieve. We just need to make sure that we're focusing on the right goals and are working towards the things that we really need in life without sacrificing our morals. Success isn't worth it if you have to sell your soul. Well, that wraps up today's show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on any new content. And of course, don't forget to check me out on TonyMuella.com. This is Tony Muella signing off. Now get out there and start actually focusing on your goals.